Perek Dalet Mishnah Tes Vav Rabbi Eliezer ben Shamua Omer Yikvod Talmidcha Chaviv Alecha Kishalach Ukvod Chavercha Kemora Rabach Umore Rabach Kemora Shemaim. Rabbi Eliezer ben Shamua said that the honor of your student should be as beloved to you as your own. The honor of your colleague, friend, should be like the fear of your teacher. And the fear of your teacher should be like the fear of heaven. Reb Lozman Shuma, this Mishnah teaches a major novel and chiddush gadol, a tremendously innovative thought. More often than not, in life, we often give much less respect to those who are lower on the totem pole than we are. And we much often give less respect to people who are our equals. It's only people who are greater than us, higher than us, either on the totem pole, in academic pursuits, in importance, those are the people that we respect more and give due honor to. And of course we must give honor and respect to those who are greater than us, older than us, wiser than us. There's Kibbutz Av Aim, there's More Rabbo. Absolutely, certainly. But Belozim Ben Shemua does is he teaches us that we also must respect, if not equivalently, but significantly, even those identical to us on the same plane and those who may not even be as great as us. That's what Belozim and Shemua tells us. Yikvod Talmidcha Chaviv Alecha Kishalach. That the honor of our students should be as beloved to ourselves as our own honor. Meaning one might think that my students, they're lower than me. They're younger than me. They're not as intelligent as me. I shouldn't respect them. I don't need to respect them. I reign over them. I boss over them. And here, of course, Talmidcha certainly means students, but it could mean any underling. It could mean children. It could mean a younger colleague. It could mean an employer. It could mean any individual younger than me. But here, where Belozim ben Shemua is teaching us, don't just respect those who are older or equivalent to us, but even our Talmidim, even our youngsters. Because we know that Talmida Yosem Ikulam, they're one's students, and sometimes even those who are younger sharpen us, even more than those who are equals or are older than us. Our students ask us good questions, our children ask us penetrating points, and they force us to clarify, and to understand, and to articulate points and positions to them. It's true with younger colleagues, it's true with younger students, it's true with children. We have to respect those who are younger than us also. And thus, that's what Belozim and Shemua teach us. Don't just push aside, not consider, and give respect to those who are younger, Talmidcha. But the honor and respect that's due to them is just as much that is due to us. However, Belozim and Shemua doesn't stop there. Kvod chavercha kamor rabach. One might think that the honor of my friend, that's not so important. He's my pal, he's my friend, he's my buddy, he's my contemporary, he's my colleague, he's my roommate, he's my neighbor. We're just the same, recounts. I can mock fun, I could poke fun, I could belittle, I could say something sharp, something that may be a little bit inappropriate, because he's my friend, he's my chaver. Says Rav Elazar ben Shmuel, no, kvod chavercha kamor rabach, I should respect my friend the way I respect my rabbi, my teacher, my rebbe. Because when you're on the same plane as somebody, you might think that I could quickly and sneeringly mark them off. But no, you should honor them even more, because a chaver, a friend, is somebody that can uplift you, inspire you, challenges you, helps you grow. That's what a true friend is. Somebody who you respect, somebody who can chastise you, somebody who can uplift you, somebody who can tell you something that maybe nobody else can. And because of the quality and the nature of what we call a chaver, a friend, we have to recognize that we have to give that chaver, that equal, that contemporary, that colleague, the person on the same plane as me, even the same respect as I would my teacher. And finally, umore rabach kemore shemaim. We respect our teacher, our rabbeim, our rabbanim, who are greater than us, like I respect heaven, because as the Gemara teaches us, we only study from somebody, a teacher, who's kemalach Hashem tzvakos, who's like a angel of God. So therefore, we must view our teachers, our rabbis, with such respect that we treat them the way we would treat and have fear for Hashem. Thus, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua teaches us an incredible hierarchy here. Those who are lower than us on the totem pole, those who are younger than us, those who are students of ours, children of ours, they have to be treated with the same respect as we give ourselves. Our friends who are on the same plane as us, we have to give them even more respect the way we would teach a teacher. And our teacher, our Rebbe, our Rav, Kol Shivkein V'Kol Shekein, like Mora Shamayim. It's amazing. We live in a generation where there's very little respect for others, for those who are younger, for those who are like us, and for those who are greater than us. Chutzpah Yaska, the Gemara says, Mesechta Sota, Daf Mem Tesem, is the end of Mashiach's times. When Mashiach is on his way, there's a tremendous amount of disrespect. Chutzpah Yaska. That's the language of the Gemara. And therefore, our responsibility in this generation is to fight that and to make sure that we are properly and honestly and consideringly and significantly giving respect to many, many people that are due the respect that is necessary. Because too often that's not happening. We see the division, the divisiveness, the change in the way that people treat each other in such an inappropriate way. Even people who are older. Even people are wiser. Even people we're supposed to respect aren't given the same amount of cover. So certainly the same thing was true in people who are not on the same plane as us, and therefore we need to treat that very carefully. It's an amazing Gemara in Maseches Shabbos we're familiar with that says that when a person enters the world to come, Shalin also, they are asked very sharp, pointed questions. Nasasa v'natata ben muna, did you honest in business? Kavata itim la Torah, did you set aside time daily to study Torah? Asakta b'perivrivya, did you have children? Tzipisa li Yeshua, did you pine and hope for the Yeshua, for the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Those are the questions that the Gemara Maseches Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amar Aleph, says that we will be asked, b'shar shemachnisim es ha'adam ladin. However, there's something called Maseches Gan Eden. Maseches Gan Eden can be found in the Otzer Midrashim, also is found in the Sefer Reishis Chachma. The Gra often refers to it at times, and he quotes this Maseches Gan Eden that says that there are another question or series of questions that are asked on the Yom HaGadol VeHanora. And one of those questions that's found in Maseches Gan Eden that's not found in Maseches Shabbos is, Himlachta es chavercha benachas ruach. Did you raise, did you give respect and covet and honor to your friend carefully, with fineness, with a deep sense of covet? Himlachta es chavercha benachas ruach. That's what's missing now. With the division and the divisiveness and the argumentative nature and putting people down, it's true everywhere. In this country, it's true in politics. In other countries, it's true in other areas. It's true within our own circles and shuls and yeshivas with friends. We're very quick to judge people and put people down. That's what's happening in this generation. But we need to do is the opposite. Himlachtas chavercha. We must learn from Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua that our cover for those who are younger, our talmidim, should be equivalent to ours. The cover that we give to our friends should be like our Rebbe, and the cover that we give to our Bam should be like Mora Shamayim. Something that's missing in our generation needs to be rectified. This is what Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua teaches us. This is what Maseches Gan Eden teaches us. Kavod. Kavod, kavod, we want respect. We want to be treated properly. We want the due respect that's owed to us. And if we're looking for it, and we deserve it, and that's okay, that's healthy. Every person needs to give kavod to himself. We have to have respect for ourselves. And we want others to give us respect as well. That's part of human nature. It's part of our human psyche. It's part of our psychology. We want to be respected. It's natural that every human being wants to be respected and appreciated, acknowledged, and understood. But at the same time, if that's what we want, we need to make sure that we're giving it to others, because it's the natural inclination of people to want that. So if we know that they want it, let's give it to them. It's true with our spouse. It's true with our children. It's true with our friends. It's true with people who we know, who we don't know as well. Everybody wants to be respected and to be given the cover, the honor that they deserve. Let's make sure to give it to them, especially at a time where it's not being appreciated enough. Have a wonderful day.